All right, it was a big weekend for the Cowboys. They dismantled the Dolphins 41-14 on Friday night in preseason game number 2. And then on Saturday, the star was open, the dedication ribbon-cutting ceremony, Jerry and the family all present. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the big weekend is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Hey, I tell you what, how about that victory, huh?
Yeah,
pretty impressive.
Good one.
Hey, listen, before we get started, you guys want chicken or beef?
For what?
Oh, I'm over here manning the grill at the brand new meat casino up here at the Star, and I'm frying up these fajitas, and we're going to have a Mexican breakfast fiesta.
No, that thing was open. I go check it,
oh,
I guess.
It's open. It's open. I insist on this thing being open for breakfast for all the Mexicans and fans of Mexican foods. I'm the ceremonial chef this morning.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll go chicken.
We are so proud. Oh, you want chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what can I get for non-George?
I'll go with beef.
All right, chicken it is. We
this
are so proud of this here facility.
Yeah, it looks great.
Facility. And I don't know if you guys saw it and the positivity that it had, but we had the ribbon cutting up here at Death Star 2, or as we call it, Star for short.
Right.
But it was great cutting that ribbon. Made me a little nervous because anytime I'm required to be next to Jean when she's got something sharp in her hand, it's about a 50% chance Roosevelt's going to have to run me up to a hospital that can keep a secret. But we had the whole family up there.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jr. up there with his little rounded scissors helping out on that thing, that little ribbon there.
He can't hurt himself.
There was, I don't know if you saw pictures of it or footage, but there's a whole bunch of people up there. I don't know who all them people were. As our whole family up here.
Yeah.
But
people from Frisco, too, I think, were up there.
I think everybody in Frisco, about half of Frisco, showed up, too. But, you know, I don't know the names of most of my grandkids. I know Spalding.
Come on.
Because I promised him the team one night in a drunken round of quarters. So I'm grooming him to be my successor. And, that star is going to even get bigger, even bigger.
Bigger. Mm-hmm.
Bigger. We're going to keep adding stuff to it. We're going to put in a Tom Thumbs and Joanne Fabrics, and we're going to have everything. It'll be your one-stop shop.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, and we're going to put in a Michaels, too.
Wow.
And that's going to be built right over my nuclear bunker that I have for me and my family.
Oh, man, you do worry about everything, don't you?
Well,
what stores are going to be
you
in?
You never know when the apocalypse is going to come.
The apocalypse, so, yeah.
You got to be ready for that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you watch that game? I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Yeah, it looked like Dak Prescott was awesome again.
We beat them damn Dolphins some fierce, didn't we?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I think Dax Prescott, he earned his spot on this team for sure.
Mm-hmm. Tony's backup?
No, as our starter.
Oh, wow. That's news.
Boy, that is breaking news.
Yeah, he's going to be our starter, and Jameel Bathtubs will be our backup.
Showers?
Right. Well, shower, bathtub combo, but Romo's now more of an advisor / third string quarterback.
Oh, wow. That's just for the preseason.
That's an expensive third string quarterback.
But, well, have you seen Dax Prescott?
Yes, we've seen him.
I mean, that's a real deal right there.
Yeah.
Romo, I expect he's still a team leader when it comes to shoulder injuries.
Gosh.
So we keep that in mind. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see I debutted my new wig on Friday?
George brought that up.
We kind of uncomfortably talked about it, so you're
what
confirming.
What do you think of that new toupee, Giorgio? You like that?
Well, I guess it's all right. It just looked a little different, I guess.
That thing cost me $10,000.
Oh, wow.
It was handcrafted by a robot.
Weird.
At Cartier's, famous jewelers. They did it just for me. I thought it was beautiful. It's made of 100% genuine synthetic silverback gorilla pubic hair.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's exotic.
It is. It's so nice. And I come back home after the game and watch the game on the Tebow, uh-huh. And I noticed that I was wearing it backwards.
That's why it looked different.
When it's on the front way.
That's why it looked different.
Well, I didn't know what to do because I get it home when I first got it to me, when mm-hmm. Cartier's gave it to me. And, you know, it said in there that don't remove these tags for penalty of law. And I ran it by Jean, and she was sharpening up her scissors for the ribbon cutting. And she said, well, that's just for manufacturers. You can remove them tags, Jerry. And so I cut them tags out, and I couldn't figure out which way was front ways and which way was back ways.
You should have kept the one that said front on there. Yeah.
I should have, yeah. And plus, I couldn't find my toupee glue. Oh. So I went over to Junior's Art and Crafts desk and grabbed some Elmer's. Put that on there, and that damn thing slid back to the nape of my neck by about the start off of that game.
Yeah, it looked like it was just a little further back.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to start using a little elastic chin strap or something.
That would be too obvious, Jerry.
Hey, listen, I got to get going here. Jerry Jr.'s got his first day of school today.
Okay, all right.
He's a little nervous, but he's got his new little Pokemon Go lunchbox.
Oh, that's great. That's a great way to get it started.
So I got to get him. He's waiting out in the station wagon right now, so I got to get going.
All right, we'll see you, Jerry.
All right, good morning to you.
Good morning. There's Jerry from the Star. First time we've talked to him from the Star.